This is Neil Chayette looking at the law, coming up hot under the collar. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you're feeling fit to be tied, here's a case that'll loosen you right up. Actually, it's the first case we've ever done on the subject of bow ties, and Brooks Brothers bow ties to boot. By way of full disclosure, I've been a Brooks Brothers customer for years. I mean, where else would you expect me to buy a lawsuit? This case, which is certainly a new wrinkle in the world of men's clothing, involved a long-standing Brooks Brothers staple, their adjustable bow tie. The adjustable feature allows the wearer to alter the length of the tie by using a sliding metal device called the adjuster locks. Patents on the ties were issued in the 1930s, and they're still sold today, bearing the patented adjuster lock's name. Unfortunately, the patents expired long ago, and that opened the door for a patent attorney named Raymond to sue Brooks Brothers for false patent marking. Raymond will still have to prove Brooks Brothers intended to deceive, and may have to prove competitive disadvantage, which is tough for someone who's in the business of wearing, not selling, bow ties, but for the moment, he's got Brooks Brothers by the neck, even though his argument may be a real stretch. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.